Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I want to move on. As I mentioned at the beginning, I wanted to some comments on the situation in Ukraine and Iran and Cuba. And Ukraine, not much more has to be said. It's become now a war of drones, and Ukraine is doing really well and technologically and producing and getting the support for this kind of technology that has the thing at a stalemate and maybe a little bit, you know, coming for the main problem there, you know, talking about cards. I mean, clearly, you know, Russia has nuclear capability. So it's you know, how far it wants to go in terms of destroying, you know, Ukraine, and I think it can't, you know, use the nuclear bomb. So the cards it has are not enough, I think, to overcome. And from the very beginning, I had been saying that Ukraine was going to be a tough nut. And from the beginning, if Ukraine had gotten the support at the very beginning that it should have received, and I was humble, I'm not sure, you know, what would have happened if the U.S. had been much more aggressive. But if they had gotten the support from the very beginning, this war would have ended a long time ago. And there's still, you know, aguatibia, you know, not really going full pedal in helping Ukraine. So that's Ukraine. Iran, the main, still nothing has really moved. The ceasefire is not that much of a ceasefire. Iran is delaying things, using Hezbollah and Israel. Israel now with the U.S. are no longer in sync with what has to be done. And similar to to Cuba, there's these Trump is in the in this, and Netanyahu are in this fix. We have one side, the hawks that think you have to be much more violent, much more aggressive, and bomb and this and that, and then you have the in your own party, in your own group, the people that you work with and you feel comfortable with, they are making life really pretty difficult. So I don't know what's going to happen in terms of Iran. It's gonna at the end of the day, you know, Trump is dying to get a better deal than what Obama and, as I've been saying, Russia, United Kingdom, France had, China had with Iran, to get a better deal than that, and I don't know if he's going to achieve it. He's having a tough time. Iran's a tough cookie, and Cuba is a tough cookie. It's not going to be like Venezuela. And there's an article by Joaquín, Joaquín Monserrate, university professor, and he, I think, is along the lines of what I am, that Cuba is going to be tough, tougher than certainly Venezuela, you know, not as tough as Iran and Ukraine, because it's you can do the blockade. It's an island, as Trump said, surrounded by water, and it's going to have a tough time, you know, surviving with that blockade. But in order to get the full regime change and control going forward, given all these years where the blockade at different levels has not worked since the 50s, Joaquín Monserrate, it's probably going to require, you know, invasion. And invasion's going to end up with some people dying, and that's not good. So let's see what happens with respect to Cuba. I over the years, I was very involved in the Caribbean Basin and going to the Miami Conference, and how many times the report was that it was a question of months, and that we're talking about the 90s, okay? It was a question of months that Cuba would fall, and it never happened. We'll see. It's not gonna be as easy as Venezuela. That's my take on it. Okay. I wanted to get in the sermon, and maybe a little bit. Maybe I'll get something else in before music I want and this guitarist, this young 12, Melton David, that I talked at the beginning. But the sermon this Sunday, and it started off from the epistle of San Pablo to the Corinthians, and basically he said, estén alegres, hermanos, estén alegres, trabajen por su perfección, anímense mutuamente, vivan en paz y en armonía. It's a very short letter to the Corinthians. It basically is saying, you know, be happy, you know, work towards perfection, help each other. I mean, en segundo, live in peace and harmony. And the sermon was went off of that statement, basically. Fraternidad, fraternalism, more being working together and having more peace. And he went on all the kinds of things where we do not develop, you know, goodwill and peace with our families and our work environment and in our neighbors, dealing with other people, etc. He went on as a Padre Narito, very, very well organized sermon, and one of the kinds of things that create, you know, disharmony and conflict, etc. He has a well organized but and relatively extensive long sermon, and it was very good. But at the end, you know, signed kind of summarizing everything, which I kind of laughed. He says, when you get up in the morning and you see, you know, the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, he says, when you get up, he says, make the promise to yourself that de no fastidiar. to not create problems and not create conflict. The word fastidiar is one of these many, many words, you know, the English has them, English language has them, that you can't really translate. So no fastidiar, don't, you know, it's not, sometimes it's not do not bother, but it's much more than bother. You know, and great animosity, and all. So it's like no fastidiar. So you know, keep that word in mind, because it's kind of like the ending on, I think, so of the well-being message I want to leave today. So okay, when you get up in the morning and when somebody kind of eggs you on a little bit, you know, kind of maintain your cool. So para no fastidiar, to not create conflict and chaos and disharmony and unhappiness, you know, among everybody. Easier said than done. And I'm mea culpa, man. I often like the fastidiar, you know, these little comments, you know, wise guy kind of comments. That was part of my upbringing, especially in prep school and college, and it's tough to hold back often. And in that regard, there was you know, two articles. One of them on neighborliness as something that's developing, which, you know, the importance of dealing well with your neighbors in order for our well-being. It was a whole article on that, and there was an article on let me see where I can find it. It was what they call minis in United Kingdom. They have the 16 to 24 year olds. They have an unemployment of 13.5%, a very difficult situation of the ninnies, N-I-N-I-S, British ninnies that are living with their parents and aren't studying and aren't working and having trouble. And there was another article on that the remote versus artificial intelligence was really creating problems that people, if you're going to have employment by remote, it's tough to have inexperienced and young that need mentoring. So they're having problems if that's the kind of business. So with that, no fastidiar. But let me then, you know, give you a little introduction to Milton Davila. He's a 12-year-old. He won this, as I said at the beginning, he won this scholarship it's called the Yehudi Benuhin. Yehudi Benuhin School in London, 100 scholarships for kids around the world, and the first Latin and certainly Puerto Rican to get that scholarship. Apparently, as I saw him on YouTube, really a very mature kid, both with the piano and with the guitar, and he. You know, is giving concerts all over. He's going to be in Denver, Colorado, and then in Quebec, doing. It's going to be in Spain at the Peregrinos de Santiago de Compostela. I mean, incredible and very mature kid. As he explains, you know, how he got into the guitar thanking God for the abilities that he has. So we're going to end up the program. With a section from YouTube, and if you like it, you go to YouTube and you can finish the whole see and listen to this whole program by Milton Davila. So here's the clip, the excerpt of the YouTube section, which is only brief, but listen and hope you enjoy it. Que Dios lo bendiga. Take care. See you next week.
En este momento disfrutaremos de una obra del compositor Leo Brower, Estudios Sencillos, a cargo del también ganador de la beca Ricardo Morales Sáez, el joven Milton Dávila Pagán, estudiante de guitarra del profesor Cristian Pérez en la Escuela Libre de Música de Caguas, Antonio Paoli. Fuerte el aplauso para Milton. Thank you.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.